Hello. I'm really happy to be here to talk about one of my Master's of Science thesis projects where I focused on how nitrogen and iron sulfate rates affected microduchium patch on annual bluegrass putting greens. So the pathogen I'm focusing on is Microduchium nivale, of which we see the signs on the photo in the mycelium here. And the host is the perennial biotype of annual bluegrass, which is Poa annual reptans, the predominant turf grass we find in the Pacific Northwest on golf course putting greens all the way up to the rough height. The environment is cool and humid in the absence of snow cover. That's the distinction between pink snow mold and microduchium patch. And this is the weather we enjoy in the Pacific Northwest throughout quite a few months in the wintertime. With our Microduchium nivale, Poa annua, and the cool and humid environment, we get microduchium patch disease symptoms, of which start with millimeter size and diameter, which we can see in the bottom right of the photo. And these can grow to multiple centimeters in diameter and eventually coalesce to affect large portions of the putting green. And historically, fungicides work really well. There's a lot of groups available, and we've been able to have a lot of rotations possible. Therefore, there hasn't been a lot of research in alternative controls. There hasn't really been a necessity in the past. Fungicides have worked for over a century. So alternatives, however, are needed, and mainly because recently there's been some bans in Ontario cosmetic pesticide ban in 2008, and a lot of funding for this project came from Canada. Even though golf courses are not affected by this ban, there is some concern that this may go to golf courses in the future. And I personally was a golf course superintendent in France where I had to close the portions of the golf course that were sprayed between 6 and 48 hours, depending on the chemistry of fungicide that I would apply to the golf course. And closer to home, we have a lot of new pesticide bans in the United States. One of the first was in Connecticut, where schools from K to 8 were not allowed to use any chemicals on their turf. And in San Francisco, the public property-owned golf courses have an IPM list, and they only have a few chemistries that they're allowed to use. So other products for rotation would be quite desirable. So I wanted to do a nitrogen iron sulfate trial because I'm working on microduchium patch, and nitrogen has been shown to have an effect on microduchium patch, at least in the past. But in the Pacific Northwest, we play golf year-round. And with golfer traffic, we need some means to recuperate from that traffic, so it's nice to feed the turf a little bit. So I wanted to see what kind of rates would be effective for recuperating traffic, but also maybe see how they would work on microduchium patch. And in addition, iron sulfate has anecdotally been used in Europe for multiple years, in decades, for managing microduchium patch, although no scientific research shows what rates are effective at controlling microduchium patch disease. So I wanted to see how those two fertility practices would affect microduchium patch. Therefore, I developed a 3x5 factorial with 3 levels of nitrogen and 5 levels of iron sulfate, replicated 4 times over 2 years, beginning in September and ending in the middle of April both years. The first factor was urea at 3 different levels, either no urea, 4.88 kilograms of nitrogen applied as urea, or 9.76 kilograms of nitrogen applied as urea, and that's a tenth and two-tenths of nitrogen per thousand, if you're wondering. And there's 5 levels of iron sulfate applied at 0, 12.21, 24.41, 48.82, and 97.65 kilograms of iron sulfate per hectare every 2 weeks, which is 0.25, 0.51, and 2 pounds of iron sulfate per thousand square feet. Plot size was 1.5 square meters, and I applied these products using a CO2-powered backpack sprayer at 2.8 bars of pressure and 814 liters per hectare. The primary cultural practices included mowing at 3.8 millimeters, no irrigation is necessary in Corvallis from September to April, and fertility, nothing was applied with the exception of the nitrogen and iron sulfate treatments throughout the 9-month trial periods. I replicated traffic with golf shoes by walking over the golf plots to replicate 76 golf rounds a day, which is the average amount of golf played at the local Corvallis Country Club, or the Corvallis local municipal course. It's actually Trysting Tree, the golf club. And I collected data on a weekly basis, focusing first on percent disease, which I rated visually from 0 to 100%. And based on that visual rating, I determined the peak of disease, of which I will report for both year 1 and year 2. And I also used that percent disease rated visually to calculate area under disease progress curves, starting from the onset of disease up to the peak of disease. And another dependent variable I looked at was turf grass quality, using an INTEP rating of 1 to 9. And I analyzed the data using SAS ProcMix 9.2. Talking first about the results concerning percent disease at the peak of disease. And I separated the data by years because there was a greater magnitude in the first year compared to the second year, and there was a significant difference between the 2 years. I found in the first year that there was significant difference for the main effects for nitrogen and iron sulfate, and for the second year I found that there was an interaction between the nitrogen and iron sulfate treatments. Focusing first on the first year data, I'm going to present a means table looking at the nitrogen and iron sulfate treatments. So those main effect differences with the first three levels of nitrogen on the top and the next five on the bottom is the five levels of iron sulfate. I separated the mean disease for the nitrogen treatments and separated those using Fisher's least significant difference. I found no significant difference when no nitrogen was applied and when 4.88 nitrogen was applied. Indeed, they had the same amount of disease on the peak of disease for year one, although when I doubled the nitrogen to 9.76, an increase in microdochium patch was observed. Looking at the iron sulfate treatments, I found that there was a negative correlation with the amount of iron sulfate and the resulting microdochium patch incidence. As iron sulfate increased, microdochium patch decreased. Looking now at year two, where I found an interaction between the nitrogen and iron sulfate treatments, I will present a bar graph. This is kind of busy with all the nice little photos. And so on the x-axis, I have the five levels of iron sulfate ranging from 0 to 97.65 kilograms of iron sulfate per hectare every 2 weeks. On the y-axis is percent disease ranging from 0 to 100%. And the columns represent the nitrogen application treatments. So the blue column represents when no nitrogen was applied, red is 4.88 kilograms, and the green is 9.76 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare every 2 weeks. The photos directly above the bar graphs are outlined in the same color as the bar graph themselves. So as an example, the top left photo is outlined in light blue. It has no nitrogen and no iron sulfate applied. And the bottom right photo is when the highest level of iron sulfate was applied with the highest level of nitrogen. Looking now at this interaction table, I found that the group that had the lowest amount of disease was when all three rates of nitrogen was applied with the highest level of iron sulfate, or when 0 or 4.88 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare was applied in combination with the 48.82 kilograms of iron sulfate per hectare. The highest amount of disease observed is when no iron sulfate was applied among any of the nitrogen treatments. In general, as iron sulfate increased in regards to the 0 and the 4.8 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, disease decreased. However, a little bit more nitrogen tended to cause an increase in disease. Moving now to the second dependent variable I'm going to focus on today is area under disease progress curve. So for that dependent variable, I found that there were main effect differences for both nitrogen and iron sulfate in both years. Therefore, I'm going to present another means table to look at those main effects. So looking at those main effects, I'm highlighting in, should be violet, year one, and green, year two, with the three levels of nitrogen upon the top of the table and the five levels of iron sulfate on the lower half of the table. Concerning area under disease progress curve, I found that there was no significant difference between 0 and 4.88 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, but when the nitrogen was again doubled to 9.76, area under disease progress curve did increase for that rate of nitrogen. Concerning iron sulfate, the five levels, I found that again there was a negative correlation in general. As the rate of iron sulfate increased, the area under disease progress curve decreased for both years. So looking now at the final third dependent variable that I took for this presentation is turfgrass quality. So concerning turfgrass quality, I was found an interaction between year one in nitrogen and iron sulfate, and I also found an interaction for nitrogen iron sulfate interaction in year two. Because of lack of time and the similarities between both years, I'm only going to be presenting the second year on turfgrass quality. If there are questions, I have the final table at the end of the slides. So looking again at this interaction table presented as a bar graph, it's the same as the initial table I showed as an interaction. However, on the y-axis this time is turfgrass quality from 1 to 9. The five levels of iron sulfate are again on the x-axis, ranging from 0 to 97.65 kilograms of iron sulfate per hectare, and the three levels of nitrogen are the three columns, blue, none, red, 4.88, and green, 9.76. Again, the photos directly above the columns, outlined in the same color as the columns, represent the photos of the combination of the treatments. Again, the blue, light blue in the top left is when no nitrogen and no iron sulfate was applied, and the bottom right is when the highest level of iron sulfate was applied with the highest level of nitrogen. Concerning turfgrass quality, for the second year at the peak of disease, I found that the greatest turfgrass quality was whenever 4.88 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare was applied with either 24.41, 48.82, or 97.6 kilograms of iron sulfate per hectare every 2 weeks. And the lowest turfgrass quality was observed when no nitrogen was applied with the highest rate of iron sulfate. And if you recall, when I was showing the disease suppression by microdochium patch, this treatment actually had extremely low amount of disease, indeed less than 2%. But what is going on? Why does this receive a turfgrass quality that is not acceptable? And why do all of these treatments not receive a 6 or better on turfgrass quality? So I'm going to talk about that in the discussion section. So that's finishing up the results and moving now to discussion. So I really like this photo. This is a photo of two plots side by side that received the 97.65 kilograms of iron sulfate per hectare every 2 weeks. And if we look along the right side and in the bottom part of that photo, we have, this is the edge of the plots. And I have nearly complete devastation of microdochium patch. So this is how much pressure we get in Corvallis without any fungicides. The top photo had a little bit of nitrogen at lowest rate of 4.88 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare every 2 weeks, and the bottom photo received no nitrogen at all. What's happening here is that the iron sulfate treatments are doing a very good job at suppressing microdochium patch disease, and the nitrogen applications are able to help the turf recuperate from golfer traffic that I replicated at 76 rounds of golf a day with my golf shoes. And so why is this not receiving a turfgrass quality rating of 6 or higher? So zooming in on this photo, we can see that there's a little bit of turfgrass thinning, and maybe that's not clear enough, so I'm going to zoom in a little bit closer. And so we can really see that there's a lot of bare turf, a lot of bare soil there. And so what's happening is the tillers are the tillers per square meter are decreasing, so our density is going down, and this is not acceptable for putting green quality turf. So in conclusion, I found no significant difference between the 0 and 4.88 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare every 2 week rates. This is giving a suggestion that golf course superintendents in the Pacific Northwest could use urea in this form at this rate in order to help the turf recuperate from golfer traffic in the wintertime. The greatest turfgrass quality in both years was, over both years, the 4.88 kilograms of nitrogen in combination with that higher rate of iron sulfate. However, turfgrass thinning was observed, therefore, it's maybe something I need to look into in the future, which I'm going to talk about now. So the current work I'm working on is increasing my spray volumes to see if that's going to maybe perhaps lead to less damage due to the turfgrass density. So the spray volume is now, I'm looking at, are ranging from 1,018 to 4,070, and I originally applied at 814 liters per hectare. And I'm also working on a timing trial where instead of applying every 2 weeks, I'm going to apply every 2, 4, 6, and 8 weeks. And I'm also working on a trial looking at different iron products, such as chelated iron, in comparison to iron sulfate. And other work just involved with microdochium patch and alternative controls. I presented last year on Civitas 1, PK Plus, and Sulfur, and I also did a biocontrol trial. So in combination with that, those two trials and my fertilization trial, I'm working on an IPM program for microdochium patch in the Pacific Northwest. And with that, I'd like to thank my sponsors and open it up to any questions.
Did you measure any nutrient content in the tissues to see what kind of uptake of nutrients you were getting? I'm sort of curious about maybe balance of nutrients that also occurs when you start dumping that much henna. Did you look at that at all, or if not, are you thinking about doing that for the next round?
Right. So the question is, did I look at tissue tests to see if there was any differences between the nitrogen and, I suppose, other nutrients? And in fact, I did not look at tissue testing. Is that something I would like to look at? I did do a few soil tests. I think I have here. So I actually found that the sulfate levels did significantly increase. In the pH, there was some significant differences. And I think tissue testing would probably be a better tool to measure those, because I think the iron and other nutrients are maybe being bound in the soil or just outside of my
testing. I'd like you to look at potassium.
Right. And Dr. Rossi wants us to look at potassium. But yeah, I didn't add any potassium in this trial, but yeah, that's something to look at. Yes, sir. Sorry. In the back. Yeah, so the question is, would I have any thoughts about using ammonium sulfate in compared to urea? Would there have been any differences? And I would speculate that, well, right now I don't really know. I can't answer that. I'm not completely sure that it's not the iron that's suppressing the disease as opposed to the sulfate. I don't know. Because I did that other trial where I applied sulfur, and the sulfur actually did not decrease disease all that much, although there is a difference between sulfate and sulfur, because, of course, the sulfate doesn't need the bacteria to break it down. And there would be suggestion, I suppose, that ammonium sulfate could have an effect, because iron sulfate did. But that is the reason why I did not use iron sulfate, because I did not want to combine iron sulfate and ammonium sulfate at the same time. Yes, sir?
Any effects on the fungus or the plant or the interaction?
Yeah, the question is, do I think that the results are based on the plant, the fungus, or an interaction? And I really don't know. I have no idea. And that's why I'm going to do a PhD, and I'm really looking forward to figuring that out. Thank you.